You're listening to the Be Well, Be Wild podcast. I'm Jenny Wolf, and with over 13 years of coaching experience, I know a thing or two about transforming the way you live, love, and lead. If you're looking to wildly upgrade your life, relationships, productivity, mental, physical, spiritual well-being, then you're in the right place. My goal on this podcast is to show you how to authentically leverage greater well-being, connection, and leadership to create true joy and lasting success at home and work. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, skills, and mindset shifts required to say bye to the status quo life and hello to being well and wildly successful. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the differences between therapy and coaching. So I have gotten this question a lot, and I know that it's one that I struggled with for a long time. And I've had clients inquire about over the years. So if you have ever thought about doing therapy or coaching, maybe you're not sure where to start. Maybe you've done one but not the other, and you're trying to figure out what is right for you during this season of your life. This episode is going to dive deep into the world of therapy and coaching and unravel those questions that you may have with these two powerful tools. And I thought this would be a really good idea because it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're wrapping up Mental Health Awareness Month. And when we look at our mental health, I think the most important thing is considering getting support. And while a lot of the times that's going to look through the lens of therapy, coaching can also contribute to our mental health well-being. So by the end of this episode, hopefully you will understand the strengths of each of these approaches, whether we're looking at therapy or coaching, and also how they complement each other to really support you in your own mental health journey. So why does this matter? Well, because when you understand the distinctions between therapy and coaching, you can make sure that you make an informed decision about the best path for you to achieve your full potential. And a lot of times people think that they should definitely be doing one but not the other. Maybe one is more approachable to them, or maybe they have done one before and they've had an experience and they think that that's exactly how it's going to be forever with every single therapist or coach they work with. And that is not true. So I just want to basically have us look at some of these things that could be limiting us to, one, getting support, but two, really finding someone that is aligned with what you need in your life and in the season in your life. And that's going to change. So what we do know is we go through seasons, and, you know, in one season, a therapist might be a really great fit for you, while in another, a coach might be. You might need both. You might need one or the other, depending on what you're going through, and having maybe both can be really useful. So let's go ahead and jump into these differences. So therapy typically is going to be focused on the past. And this is going to involve a licensed professional who diagnoses and treats mental health conditions. And even if you may not be identifying as someone that has a mental health condition, therapy can still be useful. Okay, so this is where it can be confusing. So there are different types of diagnoses that the therapist will give. And obviously, this is not my scope, so I don't know too much about this. I just know through my own experience where there will be things like, they'll just say, okay, it's like general adjustment disorder. So you're just going through a period of time that is challenging for you, and a therapist can be really useful. This could be maybe you just had a baby. Maybe you're going through a divorce, or you went through a breakup, or you're going through a really stressful time in your life. You had someone pass and you need support with grief. So it doesn't mean that you have to have, you know, a traditional mental health condition that you might think is maybe severe, but it can be things like anxiety, depression, and other issues like that. So it is going to deal, when we're looking at therapy, we are looking at working with a licensed professional who has a degree and who is licensed to practice that specifically. And they are going to use evidence-based techniques to help you understand your emotions, your thought patterns, your behaviors. And often they're going to look at past experiences that are still impacting you now. So that is a really foundational, that's a, probably one of the biggest foundational differences between therapy and coaching, is that therapy is going to dive more into the past. And it's going to treat mental health conditions. So when we look at coaching, it is going to be more future oriented. Now, because I have to draw some distinctions here, this is not completely black and white. There is some gray area. So there are going to be some therapists out there that are going to still focus on the future with you. There's going to probably be some coaches that also focus on the past. So just know that it's not super clear when it comes to that, because everybody does their practice in their own way and what they think is going to best support you, or what they feel like is the most successful way to treat, or to, in the coaching world, to practice with you or to mentor you or to inspire you. So coaching typically is going to be more future and oriented. It's going to focus on setting some goals, some clear intentions, and even creating a roadmap to achieve those. What also is going to happen in coaching is typically a coach is going to identify limiting beliefs and support you to develop a growth mindset. So they might look at any beliefs that are currently getting in the way. While these could be a result from what happened in the past, they're going to support you to overcome them and support you to look at how can you actually grow and shift your way of thinking, perhaps creating new beliefs so that you can move forward. And a coach is going to help you build skills and strategies for success. So a lot of times what this can look like is enhancing self-confidence and motivation. But one of the things that I think is overlooked here is that coaching, as opposed to therapy, is that most coaches, at least in my own practice as a coach, I really want to focus on my clients being self-sufficient. And what that means is building their toolbox so that they have these different tools to support them throughout their life. So meaning like giving you certain templates, tools, training, so that you can do some of this stuff on your own and you're not dependent on me as your coach. That, in my experience with therapy, hasn't always been something. While there's certain beliefs or certain perspectives that I've gained from therapy, there's not like a step 1 through 5 or here's this journal prompt or here's this thing, where there's totally therapists out there that might do that. That hasn't been my experience. So at least in coaching, I'm really focused on my clients building their toolbox so that they feel self-sufficient and they don't need me down the road. I will say this, with coaching, I really believe that it's designed to build on a foundation of mental well-being that can be established in therapy. So what I have found is that in my own experience, and even what my clients have shared with me, is that while therapy was so useful and is so useful, that it really supports you to build a foundation to heal from the past. And you may get to a certain point where now you're inspired to focus more on the future. So you build on that foundation within coaching. And so I have a tendency in my own practice where I have worked with a lot of clients that have been in therapy for a year or more. And that I don't think is coincidence, because that's how I came into working with a coach as well, is I was in therapy for years and years and years, and it was so helpful. And then I started working with a coach, and I remember thinking to myself, wow, like, this is really refreshing, and noticing that I needed it. I really needed a different type of support, and I was craving that, but I didn't really know what coaching was. And so I was scared of it, so I didn't do it, and I just stayed with my therapist. And I realized that, oh, wow, this is really useful. I have someone now that is giving me different tools, a different way of thinking, and supporting me more so to look at the life I want to create versus fighting the life that I had created or that was maybe given to me, right? So I've heard a lot of my clients also say that, you know, that they've been in therapy for a while, and when they come into coaching, that they're really excited and they have a new refresh energy around their mental well-being and their future. And I think that that's a lot because we at that point have built that foundation in therapy. So we couldn't necessarily be there without therapy or maybe some other support. So something to think about for yourself if you've been in therapy for a while. And I also want to mention that I've had clients come into coaching that have never done therapy. And then, you know, at some point they might be like, hey, look, I actually need some therapy, and they may do these things together. I have been someone in my own personal experience where I have, you know, I did therapy, like I said, for a while. I worked with a coach. I went back to therapy. At one point, I was doing therapy and coaching, and then I have just done therapy and a different type of coaching where it's like focused on different types of things. So remember that the coaching can also be a lot more niche, meaning like you could focus on, you know, you could work with a business coach, you could work with a leadership coach, someone that's focused more on well-being, someone that is maybe focused more on developing your spirituality. Whereas in therapy, there's also different modalities of therapy. There's different approaches. So if you have worked with a therapist before that it went really well, you might want to identify what was that modality? What were they using? Were they using EMDR? Were they a licensed clinical social worker? Like, what was their degree? What types of trainings did they have? Are they trained in mindfulness? So these are all things that you can look at, and I would just trust yourself. If you're more oriented to certain approaches, try them out, especially when we're looking at through the lens of therapy. I highly recommend looking at psychologytoday.com. That's where you can find therapists and you can see what their degrees are. This makes sure that they are licensed, because they otherwise cannot be on the site. And it also shows what type of specialties that they have, what type of focus areas they have. Unfortunately, we don't have a platform like that for coaching. That would be great. But one of the things that you can do is make sure that the coach has a ICF, which is the International Coaching Federation, accredited training, that they've gone through some type of training that is accredited by the International Coaching Federation. This is the largest organization that does accredit coaches. So you do know there that they've had some type of professional training. And I think in both scenarios, you want to see, you know, you want to see results, right? So you want to ask people if they have testimonials. You can ask that for a coach, therapist, probably not so much. That's why Psychology Today can be really useful. But you can have conversations with these people and see if you jive. I think, you know, maybe even outside of is coaching or therapy right for me, looking at who do you jive most with, because that trust factor is huge. And I think when we're having someone support us with any type of mental health well-being, that this is one of the top things that are that's important. So I'm going to give you a metaphor that will hopefully support you in this way of thinking of the difference between therapy and coaching. So therapy, I like to think of therapy as physical therapy. So it helps injuries and chronic conditions, building strength and flexibility. And coaching is more like personal training. Like, once you have a strong foundation a coach then creates a customized plan to help you reach your peak performance. So while both are really useful, they have different approaches. So that is something that you can think about in your own journey and maybe what you need at certain points. And I also want to mention that, you know, I know I kind of alluded to this earlier, but like, can therapy and coaching work together? Absolutely. Therapy can clear a path for coaching success by addressing underlying issues that might be holding you back, and coaching then empowers you to build the future that you desire. I have noticed that with my own clients that are in therapy, that while they're working through some stuff in therapy, I can also give them simultaneously some tools that will support them to build on that foundation that they're working on in therapy. So it's kind of like you're looking at, you know, if you were to go get a massage and you're also working with a chiropractor, right? Like, both of these things are useful. It's just different approaches and they can complement each other. So I know that there is a lot of gray area, but I hope that this supports you to seek out what approach might be right for you. At the end of the day, talk to the coach, talk to the therapist, ask questions, and trust your gut. So if you want to learn more about how therapy and coaching can work for you, sign up for our free newsletter where we offer tips on mental health and personal growth. You will see that in the link in the show notes. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you took some value from today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the inspiration on Instagram by following along at WellWolf or visiting the website at wellwolf.com. I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, be well, be wild.